Night service time. Thank you for being in the house of the Lord.
When poverty's fell, or abandoned with a hope and a rope, hold the land, hold the sea, as thy days may demand, shall thy sin ever be. Not I am with thee, O be not dismayed. I am thy God, and will never give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee here, and cause thee to stand up here.
Brother Terry wrong. I said to give us a couple verses and Brother Carter will get up there, but you just can't stop on that song after a couple verses, can you? Amen. Thank God. Amen. Well, Brother Carter Satterfield, come on around here, brother. Y'all pray for him, get in behind him, and let the Lord speak to you tonight. I love you, buddy.
Hi. Tonight I would like to share a little thought that the Lord gave me. If you have your Bible, we'll be reading out of Exodus 16, starting with verse 1. I'll give you a moment to turn there, but while you're turning, this passage takes place after the Israelites have broken free from bondage because God delivered them out of the land of Egypt. Exodus 16, verse 1 reads, "And they took their journey from Elam, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elam and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Tonight, my thought is God wants us to be thankful.
Amen.
In the verses we just read, we can see that the Israelites weren't happy about being in the wilderness. Yeah. The Bible says that the Israelites said they would have rather died in Egypt than to be in the wilderness. They were thinking about what they didn't have rather than what they could have.
Yeah.
They might not have had the same food in the wilderness as they did in Egypt, but they had forgotten that they could still be working as slaves in the land of Egypt.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
They weren't thinking about the promised land that God had promised them.
Yeah, right. That's right.
As we all know, the Israelites had to wander around in the wilderness for 40 years because of this sin of rebellion and unbelief. If they had been thankful and believed in God, they would have gotten to the promised land a lot faster than at the rate they did.
Amen.
Another person in the Bible that we tend to think was unthankful is Jonah.
Yeah.
In Jonah 4, verse 1, it says, "But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed unto the Lord, and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying, when I was yet in my country, therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. Therefore, now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live." Then said the Lord, "Doest thou well to be angry?" So as we know, Jonah could have been eaten by the great fish,
yeah,
but God gave him a second chance.
That's right.
God right here is trying to prove a point to Jonah. He's saying that if he gave Jonah a second chance, why shouldn't he give the people of Nineveh one?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Jonah's unthankfulness did not please God. When we aren't thankful, God is not happy. We can see why we should be thankful just by reading the stories of the people we just learned about.
Yeah.
But how can we be thankful? Think about this. I'm pretty sure 99% of us here can walk into our kitchen on any given day, grab a cup, turn on the sink, and get a drink of water. We can be thankful by just saying, "Lord, thank you for this water," before we
yes
drink it. You could be in the hospital right now, but you're in God's house.
Hey.
Show gratitude by thanking the Lord about things like this. We want to be like David when it comes to thankfulness. David was one of the most thankful people in the Bible. David wrote almost half of all Psalms, and in those, he shows gratitude towards the Lord in almost all of them. In Psalms 136, verse 1, David wrote, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever."
Yeah.
I want to end the night on this. If you would turn to Luke 17, verse 11. This passage is a great representation of why we should be thankful. Luke 17, verse 11 reads, "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem," talking about Jesus, "that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto them, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." As you can see, the one leper that came back to show Jesus gratitude got saved. This one action of showing thanks gave him the greatest gift of all. But we should not be thankful with the intent, with the intent to get a reward. Just be thankful to be thankful.
That's right.
I want to challenge you this week to show thanks like this leper. That's all I have tonight. Thank you for listening. Go ahead, Jay.
I like it. I really like it. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
It's hard to believe, but his great grandfather was drunk.
Yeah.
And an alcoholic. That's good. And his grandmother wrote the thing in the church. He got saved. And his grandfather wrote the band in church and got saved.
Hell.
You know, my parents took me and my brother to church when we were about a year old. And I'm never known not growing up in church. And then years later, I met Caleb, and he has wonderful parents who took him to church and made sure that we had everything. And when I married Caleb, it's never been a question as to if we're going to church or we're not going to church.
Yeah.
I'm just so thankful to the Lord for everything he's done.
God bless you. God bless you. Somebody else stand up. Thank the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Listen to him. He is good. Get up and say that same thing he just said again. Thank God tonight. I just got a little thank you, Jesus, rolling around in my heart this evening. And I want to thank God for it, for his servant tonight that delivered the word to us. Thank God. Hallelujah. Yeah. I want to tell you something. God is working to do something for you a long time before you ever saw it coming. Sister Satterfield's testifying about the goodness of the Lord previous to them in their life. Man, oh man, oh man. Aren't you grateful for the grace of God? For the Lord is good. Oh, give thanks to him. I was up yesterday morning, got in my little place, was talking to him, And that's just sometime on occasion. So sometime on occasion, I'll start out. Sometime when I don't know what to say, I'll just start around with what he told his disciples to pray. How he told his disciples to pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." And I couldn't get past, "Hallowed be thy name. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. You are worthy. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. You are worthy." Down yonder in that little unfinished basement we got in my little place. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Jesus Christ came by. And we just thanked him a little while, Brother Carter. We just thanked him. Didn't ask for much, but just thanked him. Thanked him. Got up this morning feeling a little crummy. Anybody else feel that on occasion? I mean, just a little grumpy, honestly. Just a little grumpy. And I got off that mattress that God provided. I took my first breath of God's air. Not mine. I said God's air. And that same air of God's I'd been breathing all through the night. My body not, me not making one conscious decision about them inhales and them exhales. Ain't that something? But he kept me breathing, Brother Dale, through the night. When they're in that bathroom, Brother Carter, I turned that sink on, fresh water. Fresh water. Somehow, it got from the sky to Jay Shuler's sink. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And I generally, for breakfast, I'll go into the living room or the kitchen. Charlie don't keep the food in the living room. We keep it in the kitchen. And I'll go into the kitchen. I'll get a cup of coffee, two slices of toast, and two eggs. Now, just about that much of me was about to be like, man, we eat this every morning. And then I nearly just had a worship service right there in the kitchen and say, thank you, God, that we eat this every morning. Good. He's good. Oh, but that's not to speak nothing about when I got alone, opened up his word, eternal words of life started speaking to my soul. And then I said, why is that? Because there was a God that was good, that loved me. He suffered every bit of his own wrath to make something that was disconnected connected. And that was my spirit and his spirit. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Anybody else while I'm talking right here, and just stand up if you want to say thank you, Lord, and sit back down. I just want to thank God for a minute. We heard what we needed to hear tonight. This was the word of the Lord from Murrayville Baptist Church this evening. It sure was. God has spoken. I thank God for it tonight. Right on time. Go ahead, Brother Ron.
I like the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Felt in here just a second.
Yes, sir.
Still here.
Yes, sir.
Carter, I know it made you nervous when he asked you. But this is it.
Yes.
You're doing what God asked you to do because of this. Father God, he'll make these times more for you.
Right.
And to his mom and daddy, still raised Brian?
Amen.
The devil's still a liar.
Yes, sir.
And he'll always be that way.
Amen.
And he'll tell you, you can't raise him right.
Yes, sir.
You're doing a good job. And I really admire the way what y'all are doing.
Yes, sir.
And I thank God that there's still some people in the world
that
want to do it the right way.
Amen.
Carter, you keep it up.
Amen.
I'm praying for you.
Else, thank the Lord.
Thank you, Terry, for being there.
just interject right here. That one is that one back yonder's first Sunday school teacher. The drunk's home. And a history. I say, glory to God. He is good. Oh, give thanks. Oh, give thanks. This right here, what you're hearing, and this atmosphere right here, it smells good to the Lord. Sweet perfume. Sweet perfume. Thank you, Jesus.
And when at last I stand
Hallelujah. Ain't you glad you got up, went and got cleaned up, went and put on something, come on down to the house of God? I'm glad I did. Amen. His old brother Morris hogs it. He couldn't read or couldn't write. He had an old hymn book. He didn't want anybody else to feel nervous around him. He thought it might make people feel nervous if he didn't hold a songbook in the choir. He'd hold it upside down. He couldn't tell right side from up. But when he got in a meeting like this right here, he said, it's been worthwhile. That's what he'd say. Been worthwhile. It's been worthwhile. It's been worth the time it took to get there, all it took to get. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm saved, ain't you? Glory to God. Sister Megan, just play softly right there for us. I want to thank the Lord for the privilege to be here tonight. And my, what a Savior. What a Savior we have. What a Savior. How about this tonight? We've got a lot. We've got a lot to pray for, church. What I'd ask you to do after the service, if you've got a phone or a smartphone, which I'm sure every one of you in here you do. If not, we can get a copy of it. We've got a prayer list back yonder on the back. So many issues. And so many of y'all know Sister Karen and the loss of Brother Rick. There's just so many issues, treatments and cancer and procedures and healing and sickness and things. All this going on, I'm telling you, our some folks in care facilities, on and on and on. There's just so much going on. But this is what's on my heart tonight. And I want to do this. Tonight, I want us as a church to agree that before we go to bed, we'll pray over that prayer list tonight. But in altar prayer this evening, I just want us to gather around. We don't want to ask tonight. We can ask. We can ask. And we give Him glory that we can. But how about just for a moment tonight, as a church body, we gather around just for a moment and say, Lord, we got a lot to ask You about, but for just a second, we want to pause and give thanks. You say, is that scriptural? You need to get in the book of Psalms. There's some in through there, he didn't ask for one thing, Brother Ron. He said, oh, give thanks to the Lord. His mercy endureth forever. For His mercy endureth forever. For His mercy endureth forever. For His mercy endureth forever. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. It's scriptural. It's scriptural. So, Sister Megan, play softly. And as we all gather around, and let's just thank the Lord for a minute. Amen. Let's come on and pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for every good and perfect gift which cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Thank you, Lord, for thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, for your church. Thank you, Lord, that you purchased it with your own blood. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for living in us tonight. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, we'll just have Brother Carter back on Sunday. Go ahead, Brother Jack. Yes, sir. Amen, brother. Thank God, Brother Jack.
I deserve to be in hell by back door.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, he seemed fit to say.
Amen, Brother Jack. How?
Next best thing he did is he gave this beautiful woman. She was steadfast for the last 30 years.
Thank God. Yes.
Preaching in jail. Yes, we are preaching there.
Amen.
The couch, it's not a good place. And a lot of them, I think they're getting too lenient on them. Giving them a TV and all this stuff. I don't know what I'm going to give them now. But anyway, they something happens when somebody has to go to jail.
Yes.
They did something wrong. I've done something wrong in my life.
Bless you.
And he said, I forgive you. And I thank you for that.
Amen.
Going up there in the mountains, you know, it's a little different than down here. Like Brother Jay said, some of the old people couldn't even read. I know a preacher, he couldn't read.
Yes.
But he'd get the Bible, he'd read.
Yes.
Explain that to me. He'd read the Bible. Couldn't read a word of that. So I thank God for everything.
Amen.
It'd take me 3 or 4 hours just to tell you the profile of mine.
Yes.
So anyway, I thank God.
Amen.
I pray for some too. I don't know their name, Brother Dale. I sure do. Let me say, I want to give thanks to the Lord for this. It's on my heart while Brother Dale was testifying. Brother Terry, Sister Bobby, some of you others. I want to thank God for the ministry of Brother John Dale in this church. And I want to thank God for some of you that was in here before then. And some of you that was in here many years ago. It's been some tough times down through the years for God's people. But I want to thank y'all for not shutting them doors and turning off the lights. I didn't get here till just 10, 11 months ago. Thank y'all for keeping on coming. Thank y'all for staying faithful to the Lord. Staying faithful to His church. Staying faithful to gathering. A lot of times it could have been like some of these old meeting houses you pass by. Lights ain't been turned on in 2 decades and the grass ain't been mowed in 2 years. Ain't been a gospel message thunder forth from a pulpit or a song sung from the choir. Thank y'all for laying in there. Hallelujah. Lord's just getting started with this place right here. I want to thank God for the Murrayvillians. I want to thank God for the church. I want to thank God for the head of the church, Jesus Christ, the righteous, the Savior of the church. I want to thank God for a God in heaven that gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. And if y'all give me a little more time to stand behind this pulpit, for however long the Lord gives us, it may be till He comes back, and I may not make it home tonight. But I want the message to be Jesus Christ. You keep preaching Jesus enough and talking about Jesus and singing about Jesus and thinking about Jesus and loving on Jesus and talking to Jesus, you'll get some atmosphere like this right here of Thanksgiving. Hallelujah to the name of God. Bless the Lord. It works for the young folk. It works for the young folk. It works for the young folk. And there was a little, hallelujah, 14-year-old little boy. We didn't have a lot. I would have invited y'all, but they didn't have no food. It was a bring your own beef thing, and it got landed on me. And I went down and preached at a men's fellowship last night. I didn't want somebody to ride down there. All them other men have food. None of our men have food and make a big mess. But we're going to have one of them here pretty soon. But I got down yonder and I got to talking to a fellow that I knew when I was 14, 15. He was the pastor of that church. We got talking about the first youth camp we ever went to. Me and him was sitting around. They was out there swimming. We knew if our pastors heard about it, we was going to get churched and get in trouble if we got out yonder swimming. And so we stayed on the bank over yonder sweating in the middle of summer, just talking to each other. I remember about 14 years old, I got the little hollowed out spot up in the laurel thicket. I didn't know how to pray or what to say, but there was a God in heaven, Brother Tim. I tell you the truth, he met me right there, and I ain't never got over it. They'll get over some of this other stuff that we try to offer, but they won't get over that. They won't get over this right here. They won't get over getting used by the Lord like Brother Carter was tonight. Never get over it. He'll live his whole life and he'll never forget how God touched him in here tonight. I'm telling you the truth. I say hallelujah to God. I say we'll come back on Sunday morning, open them doors. We'll come back on Sunday night, next Wednesday night, same time, same place, same channel. And we'll keep preaching Jesus. And we'll keep thanking Jesus. We'll keep serving Jesus. What do y'all say tonight? Hallelujah. Well, let me make a few announcements. If I can get there. We running live stream? Yeah, we on live stream right now. Thank God. Yes, sir.
Ability that we can do this live stream.
Amen.
That's the way they get that church.
Amen, Brother Ron.
Today is Lynn's birthday. Tomorrow is Gary's birthday.
Amen.
And I tell you what, they want to be here so bad.
Yes, sir.
But I thank God we got a way of popping into their
room. Amen. Hey, Sister Lynn in here. Thank God for his wife and Sister Carolyn tonight. And thank God for him. And thank happy birthday too to Sister Lynn today. I didn't get the announcement on the. I'm sure it was there, but I hadn't seen it today. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. All right, Lord. All right, Friday, 12 o'clock visitation starts, 2 o'clock funeral starts for Brother Rick Oldham. It's always been hard for me to say. I want to say Oldham, kind of like Hay Flea, but I want to say Oldham. But Brother Rick Oldham, I want to thank God for a soldier of the cross and his life. And we're praying for Sister Karen in these weeks. She's got a lot of family coming in. And from out of state, and pray for Brother Rick's mama, Sister Joyce, and Brother Rick's brothers, and all the family that's coming in, Brother Rick's daughter. And so y'all pray for the family, and funeral will be here. So funeral will be right here. Everything's going to be right here. We're going to have viewing at 12 right here, funeral at 2, and then Brother Rick's going to be buried just right here behind the church, and then we'll entertain the family. I say entertain. Y'all know what I mean. We'll take care of them and we'll feed them right here at the church. We'll take care of the family. So anybody interested in being a help to them, just let me know. Let some of the leaders know. Thank God for him and thank the Lord. Also, just make a quick note. Put it on your calendar if you would. And I might ask for a little help for this for those who run the calendar. We're going to be at the Talmo Baptist Church. Now, what we're doing is we're taking service from here, and we're just shifting it over there. And the Murrayvillians and the Talmovillians, we're going to meet together. And the Talmovillians, we're going to meet together. Brother Derek and Brother Derek Howard and his congregation, they've invited us to participate in their service and us join services on Sunday night, November 10th. November 10th. And they have asked the choir to sing. In lieu of songs. I think that's a wonderful blessing. The old churches used to do that a whole lot more. They sure enough did. So let's remember that, and we'll work out all those details as time goes on. I also want y'all to pray about something. I was really challenged last night at that men's fellowship. I know our ladies are putting us to shame, men. We may have about, we may start, let me pray about it a little bit more. We may have about once a quarter a men's fellowship just up here at the church. Cook a little food, and then we'll have a service, and then just a devotion or a message or a preaching or a lesson, something like that. It'd be a blessing for our men. Ladies, I'm sorry, that's not for y'all. So that's good. Amen. And we may get some more of our young men in this church up to teach. And ladies, y'all may try out some of our young ladies as well in y'all's ladies' gatherings and your meetings and encourage them. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Well, it's been good to be here, hadn't it, church? Thank the Lord, man. I wouldn't have missed it for the world. And I'm thrilled. My gracious. Don't hardly want to go home. And I thank the Lord for his goodness. Thank you for being obedient to the Spirit tonight, testifying, exalting our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Y'all get around to Brother Carter, hug his neck, and pray that the Lord would bless him. Grateful for him. Amen. Thank the Lord. Bless the Lord. All right. Am I missing anything? Yes, sir, Brother Tim. Yes, thank you, Brother Tim. I thought on it at least five times since I didn't mention it Sunday night. Men, we need some pallbearers, for Brother Rick. So if you'd be honored to participate at his funeral, Sister Karen has requested that some men of the church. Brother Tim is going to be a pallbearer. And if you're able, Brother Marty, we got a pallbearer. And you think on it, anybody else who would want to, just get with me or Brother Tim, and we'll get that lined out. Amen, amen, amen. All right, Jackie boy, you got it again tonight, buddy. Come get it.